Brooks Koepka, back-to-back U.S. Open champ. It was a pretty wild weekend. I mean, the scores were completely out of whack, but there were memorable moments. And for us, this was something we were anticipating for a while because Garrett Rank, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
who qualified for the U.S. Open as an amateur and is an NHL referee,
I know,
like everyday referee,
exactly.
He joined us a couple of weeks ago. We had a blast talking to him, and he was there doing his thing.
Yeah.
And we told him, we're going to bother you again on the Monday after the U.S. Open. I'm shocked he decided to actually come back.
Great.
But here he is, NHL ref, U.S. amateur, I guess you could call him that, Canadian amateur, playing at the U.S. Open. Here's Garrett Rank. How you doing, Garrett?
Great, fellas. How are you?
We're doing awesome, man. What was that like? What was it like being down there at Shinnecock, and what was the U.S. Open like for you?
Well, first off, it was a bit of a carnage, a bit of a train wreck on Thursday, but aside from that, one of the funnest weeks of my life, probably the coolest experience I'll ever have in golf, and we had a lot of fun.
How difficult was the course? Like, we watched it. It looked just borderline impossible, but being out there for 36 holes, how difficult was it to play?
I can't really say it was manageable. It was fair, but you almost had to hit like a perfect golf shot every time. To put it in perspective for people, imagine going playing your home course, tightening up the fairways a little bit, but then if you're not in the fairway, you're in knee-high deep rough trying to slash the ball back down into play, and then dealing on Thursday and Saturday with really firm greens and really windy conditions and a lot of crosswinds, and man, you just had to keep your ball in the fairway and then just hope trying to get it on the green. I had to have a good laugh with my brother. He's like, dude, just hit it in the fairway. And I'm like, I'm trying to hit it in the fairway every shot. And then he's like, well, just get it on the green. I'm like, I've aimed for the middle of every green. It's not working. So a tough test, but a little disappointed with how I played, but what a great experience overall.
What did you make of the course? That's the big debate going on. Is it good for golf watching these guys do this? They know everyone says it's only once a year. Bryson DeChambeau called it clown golf. Like, was it too much? I know that you're an amateur and you obviously found it difficult, but was it too much?
I never got to play on Saturday. Saturday was the day that they were kind of questioning the course setup and the course conditions. Thursday was just a big eye-opener because of the wind change and the speed of the winds at like 6:30 in the morning. We're already 30 miles an hour. So playing the practice rounds, the winds weren't up in the morning, and it was a totally different direction than the winds in the afternoon. So that was the biggest eye-opener for me, and I can't really speak on the course conditions on Saturday.
With Garrett Rank, NHL ref, who's an amateur golfer and qualified for this weekend's U.S. Open, just around the locker rooms in the clubhouse, were players taking runs at the course and the USGA? Like, some of them were doing it publicly, but behind the scenes, were you noticing that a lot of the players, the pros, especially the higher-end guys like McIlroy and Woods and Spieth, were they really rattled with what was going on?
I didn't see anybody breaking any sticks over the door or anything like that, but I saw one really big name punch a sign in the locker room and, like, storm out of there really quickly. I mean, I know how hard I found it, and, I mean, those guys are way better at golf than me, and they were struggling. I took some comfort in being, I think I was 12 over through, like, you know, 14, 15 holes, and I saw McIlroy sign. He was 10 over through, you know, 12 or 13, so I was like, wow, like, this is really playing this hard.
The crowds, a lot was being made out of the crowds, and a lot of players were complaining.
About the stupid things they were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God, they were ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you get any, like, interesting chirps or chirps offside sent your way?
I was actually treated like a rock star all week. It was so cool. And Mackenzie said to me afterwards, he's like, dude, you're so lucky. Like, we don't get treated like that ever. And he's like, you're pretty much like a rock star. I on the 14th hole on Friday, I was playing all right. I think I was one or two over for the round. And this drunk guy in the stands just stands up and screams as loud as he can. He goes, hey, Garrett, we hate refs, but today we like you.
That's awesome.
And then you'd hit a shot, and people would be like, "Smash the Timbit," or you know, there's a lot of kind of bargaining for calls on their team, like, "We need more slashing calls on Pittsburgh," or you got to help the Islanders out. So it was a lot of ref-related things, but it was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, I read that That's one awesome. This morning that someone was basically campaigning for you to give Pittsburgh more penalties. So it wasn't even about their own team. Like, don't hook up my own team.
Must have been a Philadelphia Flyers fan or someone.
It had to be a Flyers fan.
Had to have been a Flyers
just
fan.
Hates Pittsburgh so much, and they want you to get it back. With Garrett Rank, NHL ref, who was playing in the U.S. Open this past weekend. You said you weren't actually out there on Saturday, but you would have seen what happened with Phil Mickelson on 13, where he basically went Happy Gilmore and said, I'm done. I'm going to take my two-stroke penalty. He hit the ball while it was still moving, and that thing was going to roll right off the green. What did you make of that, even just as a spectator, watching Phil Mickelson do that on Saturday?
So really cool story for me. The USGA actually asked me to come play as a marker on Sunday for the first group because they had an uneven number of players playing. So I was off on Sunday with the first in the first group, and I played with Beef, Andrew Johnson, and he was hilarious, a lot of fun to play with him. But he was playing with Phil on Saturday when he did it. And I didn't want to bring the subject up or ask him about it, but he brought it up before we even got to the second tee, and he's like, man, did you see that yesterday? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what'd you think? And I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm not really in a position to talk about it. He's like, I was so caught off guard. But the funniest thing was, he goes, he hits his putt, and then he goes and he hits the ball while it's rolling, and then he just goes, stands there, puts his marker down, and just looks at me, and he goes, I'll wait. And he's like, I had to go a putt. And he's like, I was in shock. I didn't know what happened. And he's like, all I could really do is laugh. He's like, I've never seen anything like that before.
It's a good point, because he did mark the ball afterwards.
He's like, I'll wait.
And then he gets back into, like, tour mode. He's like, all right, you're away. Like, I know, I don't want to, you know, my etiquette is very important at this point, after he just blew through etiquette on the previous shot. I mean, what about as a ref, though? I mean, I would have disqualified Phil. You must have, like, did the ref in you just want to get in there and basically give it to Mickelson for being so cavalier with the rules?
I don't know what the actual rule in that situation is. I know you can argue for disqualification. I know you can argue for, you know, the two-stroke penalty for hitting the ball while it was moving. At the end of the day, his ball was going to roll off the green. He was going to chip it up, and he was probably going to two-putt. So, you know, he got one more. He had to count one more stroke than probably he actually would have got. So, I'm in really no position to speak on it, but I think, I mean, he shot 81 or made a 10 or whatever it was, and so I think he had kind of, the course had just kind of gotten to him at that point.
So that was anybody else, but for like, he should have been disqualified. Like, if it wasn't Phil, somebody would have been disqualified for that. That's what I think.
And I think if he was close, if he was in contention, maybe even more so, because if he had won it and like that was hanging over the tournament, that he didn't get disqualified. The fact that he was so far out of it, I think they were almost,
yeah, they gave Phil a break.
Basically, give him a pass, let Phil go out there and just toot around on Sunday, but. What's your story now, Garrett? I mean, what's the golf routine like the rest of the summer? The NHL season's still a few months away. Where do you take it from here?
I have a really cool opportunity. I accepted a sponsored exemption to play in the PGA Tour Canada event down at Ambassador Golf Club in Windsor. So that's the beginning of July, so I'll play that. I'm actually playing tomorrow in the start of the Ontario Men's Mid-Am Championship. I'm paired with Ashley Chinner and Mark Savard, so I'm sure there'll be a little bit of hockey story shared out there tomorrow.
Nice.
And then playing the Canadian Am and the US Am, and then it's time to get ready for the hockey season.
Well, good luck with the rest of the summer. Yeah. It was awesome tracking you this week, and I hope you enjoyed it. It sounds like you did, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for doing this, Garrett.
Awesome, guys. Thanks. I just wanted to ask O-Dog if he ever got any favors from the refs when he was playing, just like Phil did. But
No, zero. Zero. Billy McCreary is a good friend of mine, and he screwed me over more times than not. So zero breaks.
We're pro-ref, though, now.
Yeah,
because
we are pro-ref.
Love it. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Garrett Rank.
He's awesome.
Pro-ref on this show. Until the games actually start.
Yeah. He's our buddy until he just butchers a call. Imagine he butchered a call and cost the Leafs a playoff series.
We should go back and
hate him.
Look if he was, like, how many games he officiated of the Maple Leafs this past year. I would assume he had a handful of games.
Yeah, probably. A handful of Toronto, and I know a handful of Ottawa, because I've flown with him. I've flown with him. Like, he's like me. He's on the first flight back the next day, and we would sit and BS a little bit. And he's a good ref, good young ref. Like, that's what the league needs is guys like that who are confident, they're affable. You got to be able to talk to them and approach them. And
yep.
You're going to make mistakes, but I have no problem with guys like that. The problem I have is guys who don't have a feel for the game, and they're so insecure that they take it upon themselves to make too many calls, if that makes sense, to impose their authority. Let the game play out.